Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Alhamdulillah, munshi al-khalqi bin adami, thumma as-salatu ala al-mukhtari fi al-qidami, mawla yasali wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayri al-khalqi kullihim, anta dhakuri jiranin bidi salami, ma zadda dam an jaramin muqlatin bidami, mawla لا يصال وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أم هبت الريح من تلقاء كاظمات أو ما ظل برق في الظلماء من إظام مولا يصال وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فما عينيك إن قلت كفوفا ما دعوى ما لي قلبك إن قلت استفيق ياهيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رَبِّ هَبْ لِي حُكْمًا وَالْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ وَجْعَلْ لِي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. The stanza we're busy with today, وَاسْتَفْرِغِ الدَّمْعَ مِنْ عَيْنٍ قَدْ امْتَلَأَتْ. Last week, if you recall, we spoke about freeing your mind, freeing yourself totally, and turning your attention to Allah Azza wa Jal. We spoke about Alam Nashrah, and if you go to فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. In this particular verse, Mufti Shafi Saab Rahmatullah Alayh, in his wonderful tafsir, commentary of the Quran Sharif, Ma'riful Quran, he's written there that those who are involved in preaching and teaching, they must engage as well in their free time. Connect with Allah Azza wa Jal in their free time as well. This is part and parcel. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, لا أقلق التدبير, that there's no intelligence like planning. So plans must be in place. Everything must be constructive. But together with this, it must be that free time asking Allah Azza wa Jal for help and assistance. This should be a key aspect of your da'wat, a key aspect of your teaching, a key aspect of whatever you want to achieve in life. It is, you have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes Allah azza wa jal teaches us this through a calamity. Sometimes we see our child, our children suffering from some calamity, some sickness or something in our lives. But this year is to make you turn back to Allah Azza wa Jal. And that turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that particular moment, in that particular sickness, in that particular condition which you are facing, then this year is beneficial. This is beneficial. It's a bounty for you. Like when you meet a sick person, you say the simple words of La ba'sa tahurun insha'Allah. No worries, no concerns, don't worry. This will be a purifier for you insha'Allah. La ba'sa tahurun insha'Allah. You give that sick person so much of motivation with the words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he feels that, okay, this is not the be all and end all of it. There is something to come. And that's the true life which the believer is searching for. The true life which the believer is searching for, to pass away, he's asking for martyrdom. Because shahada is this. Shahada is, you take the shahada, and then you're willing to give your life for shahada, for martyrdom. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من سأل الله تعالى الشهادة بصدق بلغه منازل الشهداء وإن مات على فراشه. كوين سي باب الصدق of Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi's kitab Riyadus Salihin. Babu Sidq, the chapter of sincereness, asking Allah Azza wa Jal with sincereness for martyrdom. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will raise that person to the status, to the level of martyrdom. Wa in mata ala firashihi, even though he passes away on his bed. If you turn to verse 154 of the Quran Sharif, Surah Al-Baqarah, what does Allah Azza wa Jal say? وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتُ. Do not say about those who are slain in Allah's path as deceased. بَلْ أَحْيَا, they are alive. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ, but you perceive not. So some are giving their lives, but Allah is originally saying, don't label them dead, deceased. They are alive, but you know not. So this focus, these limbs, how to give them, how to give total attention to Allah Azza wa Jal. قُلْ هُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَكُمْ وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Tabara, say, هُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَكُمْ, He is the one that created you. You are nothing. He brought you into existence. And then he developed your senses. He developed your vision. He developed your hearing. He developed your hearts. This here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then what do we do with these limbs? What do we do with this vision? And this is what is highlighted here, is about the eyes. وَاسْتَفْرِغِ الدَّمْعَ. الدَّمْعُ, this is tears. And when this believer, he sheds a tear, he's alone, there's nobody with him, it's just him and Allah. When last have you had such a moment? Just you and Allah, nobody else, no phone, put the phone one side, it's just me and Allah speaking. Just me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking. As Mufti Ridaul Haq Sahib said, Hafidhahullah, Khalwat me jalwate. In the khalwat, in the seclusion, there is publicity. There is connecting with the entire world. And in publicity, there is seclusion. We've explained this to you previously. So I'm sitting in a gathering. Everyone is around me, family is around me, speaking, but I'm glued in my phone, stuck, my gaze is there. So although I'm out in public, although I'm surrounded by people, but it's as if though I'm in seclusion. Or the other way, I'm in the studio alone, but I'm connecting with the whole world. It's the reality. I'm alone, but I'm connecting with the world. You are alone in your room. Seclusion is there, but your phone, connecting with the whole world. So in jalwat, there's khalwat, and in khalwat, there's jalwat. But when last have you had a true moment, not just seclusion, of what we call seclusion today, seclusion free, just you and Allah. Leave your phone in another room, in another place. It's just totally you and Allah Azza wa Jal. The other day I saw an interesting app. In this particular app, it speaks about, it's called Zen Space. It's got a big Z sign. It's called Zen Space. Now Zen Space, you can totally disconnect from people, calls, all the rest. You can choose what you want. You want calls, then you'll only receive calls. You want no calls also? You want to be free of all of this? So it's easy. You just put your phone on flight mode. That's an easier way also. But the difference here is once you activate it, then it will, if there's an emergency, of course, it will allow you. But you can plan your time. See, it's all about time. So this is a suggestion for you, for me, for all of us. The time just before Fajr Salah sets in, that particular time, and now you're in South Africa, in our region, in Johannesburg, Gauteng, sunrise, Fajr Salah is late, so you shouldn't be missing Fajr Salah. Over and above that, if you're reading Fajr Salah already, now you have got to see which level are you at. If you are reading Fajr Salah already, then make it a point, 15 minutes start off for the beginners. You start off and you read two rakats of Salah, Tahajjud. And in there, shed one single tear if you can. One single tear. And if you can't, then what the barqa was, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhu mentions, then act like you're crying. Act like you're crying. This is also one way. Acting like you're crying does not mean when someone passes away, now you start throwing a whole scene and making a big scene. No. Yes, you've got emotions. It's your close member. So you're allowed to express. But going so wildly, then that's unacceptable. But coming back to this here, having that time, just you and Allah Azza wa Jal, pouring out to Allah, Ya Allah, this is my difficulties. This is what I'm struggling with. We've, believe it or not, with all the connection, it may seem like we have with Deen, but this is missing from our lives, where we're connecting with Allah, connecting with Allah, connecting with Allah. So when you walk in a certain place, so when I came from the house, I came here to work. When I was in the house there, I caught Wi-Fi. It picked it up. So I was covered. Then from there to here, I needed that connection. So I was covered there. So that's your mobile data that's been used there. Then you come to the office, then you covered again in Wi-Fi. So everywhere you're going, you connected via somehow via some network. But what about the network between you and Allah Azza wa Jal? That's supposed to be the true network at all times. You're driving. What stops you from shedding a tear? What stops you from speaking to Allah Azza wa Jal? What stops you? You're alone. It's just you. It's just you in your car. Allah Azza wa Jal is listening at all times. You have that opportunity. But dedicated time every single day, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. But start off somewhere. Take the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. Break down, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if you don't do so, if you do not remember Allah, then remember the warning that has been given in Surah Al-Hashr. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Al-Hashr, chapter 59, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Do not become like those people who have forgotten Allah, so Allah Azza wa Jal made them forget themselves. You can just see the man urinating on the road. He doesn't bother about anyone. He's forgotten any self-respect. He doesn't mind people watching him, not watching him on the road, wherever it is. Doing shameless actions that even under their shameless ways, they will even say that this is shameless. And I mentioned to you previously, we were in school, when you were in primary school, one boy came out and he said, you know what, he slept with a cat. This is what you call in Spain, zoophilia, all the rest, and it is legalized in these countries. Zoophilia. It's legalized. So one boy, I remember his name, everything, he came out and said he slept with his cat. Things you don't imagine. Things you don't imagine. Yes, but what's more amazing in this sense. Strange there. But the foresight of the fuqaha, this was amazing. Allama Marghinani rahmatullahi alayhi, he has mentioned. So he was born during the period of 611, between this period. So it was, if you could see his period that he was born and the period which in which Allama Busairi rahimullah was born, it was more or less, you can say, very close to one another. But the other day we saw the masala, and I still said, imagine the author, how many years back, 700-800 years back, but speaking about what happens in this case. If a person, he does this with an animal, Bahima is cattle, then what happens there? So imagine this particular, I'm not going to go into the masala and all of that, but the foresight I want to highlight. And you just, when you're there and you're thinking about, look at the reality. Let's look on the ground what is happening today. This probably 100 years ago, you would say this was something that was perhaps strange. So now it's all coming out. It's all coming out. And you can see, perhaps they didn't even know that this was going to be the reality. But they wrote it. And today you are using that. You are using that very same knowledge to solve masail of today. So in this period, so let's get our dates correct first. Allama Marghinani rahmatullah alayh, he passed away. So it was, you could say, 10 years after, not 10 years even, 15 years after Allama Marghinani rahmatullah alayh passed away, was Allama Busairi rahmatullah alayh born. He was born. So during the period of 610, 611, Allama Busairi rahimullah was born. Islamic calendar, Hijri calendar. And if you are seeing, Allama Marghinani rahmatullah alayhi had passed away when he was in the year, Islamic calendar, 593 AH. So it was more or less about a 15-year gap. And if you just, in there I was saying to you about this particular aspect, their vision, their foresight, and you find that this is masail written then, but today it is something that is a reality, a shocking reality. So people forget themselves in so many ways. And the way they forget themselves, I just gave you one example. They don't even mind to come out and say, they are not even ashamed of their actions. Not being ashamed of your actions, is such a sin. See, one is you do the sin. That's a sin on its own. But another sin, which is not forgiven by Allah Azza wa Jal, and that particular sin is when you come out and you publicize your wrongs, then this sin is not forgiven. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, and this is a narration in Bukhari, Sahih al-Bukhari, "Kullu ummati mu'afan," every one of my ummati's followers are forgiven, "illa al-mujahireen," except for those who go out, they disclose, they sin openly, they don't bother, these people are not forgiven. Kullu ummati mu'afan illa al-mujahireen. all the sins of my followers will be forgiven except the mujahireen, not muhajireen, mujahireen. Mujahireen are those, they go out openly, they don't care, or they expose, they publicize their own evils. Allah Azza wa Jal hid their sins, but they come out and they go openly and say, this is what we did. And today you can see again, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this how many years ago. But today, all who are going and publicizing their actions on social media and the rest. So one is you ask for forgiveness, but still you and I both, we have to go and see, type your name in Google and see if any of your haram pictures or anything that comes up, if it does, make effort to get it removed. Because as long as it's publicized, as long as it's out there, and you didn't make effort, one is you made effort and you failed. You made effort to remove, but you couldn't. So that's a different scenario now. It's like a person, Allah save this ummah, but you see so many people, Muslims, they have tattoos, but some will tell you, I don't know, I can't afford, I'm saving up money to get it removed, wiped out totally. Because I was unaware, I didn't have the taqwa to stop me then, but now I feel that guilt. So such a person, he's already heading towards Allah's mercy, and Allah will open up a way for him if he wants those tattoos to be removed. There is Allah's help and assistance. Why do we say so? Because Allah Azza wa Jal says so in Surah At-Talaq, the end of verse 2. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا سِتَّقْوَى. Taqwa is what you're looking for. Whoever fears Allah, Allah opens up a way for him. So, but when you are proud and you just don't care and you just not bothered, this is problematic. This is problematic. That is just another aspect to the photography world. You're not living, basically. You are not living. It's much like you going to the ocean. One day I saw this. You're there by the ocean, it's quiet, there's nobody there. But all of a sudden, a group comes. And they are not interested in the ocean, but rather they are interested in how can I publicize the fact that I'm here by the ocean, and how can everybody see. Now, these were non-Muslims, but then you take the Muslim and he's there making tawaf, or shall we just call it circulating, because that is what it is. Nowadays, there's no real connection with Allah. It's me, selfie. Let's see how I can make another movie. We've all become actors. That's what we've become, actors. Allah Azza wa Jal protect us all. And this acting, Allah protect us. It removes us from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. So this particular hadith, Bukhari, if you carry on reading this hadith, what does it tell us? وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْمَجَانَةِ أَن يَعْمَلَ الرَّجُلُ بِاللَّيْلِ عَمَلًا ثُمَّ يُصْبِحَ وَقَدْ سَتَرَهُ اللَّهِ فَيَقُولُ يَا فُلَانْ عَمِلْتُ الْبَارِحَةَ كَذَا وَكَذَا وَقَدْ بَاتَ يَسْتَرُهُ رَبُّهُ وَيُسْبِحُ يَكْشِفُ سِتْرَ اللَّهِ عَنْ. What's an example of this here? Of these people who commit this open, they disclose what they do. An example of such disclosure is that a person commits a sin at night, Allah Azza wa Jal screens it from the public, it's hidden from the public, Then he comes out in the morning himself and he comes on the mic and he says, I did this, I did this, I did this. Allah hid your sins. He goes on social media this year. This is what it means. It was all covered. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had hid his sins. But in the morning, he removes Allah's screen from himself. I want it to become known what I used to do. Ya Allah, forgive us. And make sure that we clean our slate before we pass away. This is the problem with all these social media accounts. We forget. Easiest way, deactivate and remove yourself from it. Those that you can manage or you know it's like WhatsApp for now. I don't know what's WhatsApp's future. But for now, it is controllable. But Facebook, you should be asking yourself, what are you doing on there? People from different profiles just pop up. You then tempted to see their profile. And how much time goes into this? No. We had it. That's why we can speak to you about it. And it just starts with, let me just see this. Tempted to go into that. Before you know it, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. You've become such an addict now that now you can't even sleep because you've been spending your nights like this. Your whole day is ruined. But this gaze, if it was protected, and this is what Allama Busairi rahimullah is teaching us, that connect these eyes, make sure it is looking at the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jal in terms of Allah's creation, and that does not include females, because Allah Azza wa Jal says clearly, O male folk, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, say to the believing men, verse 30, Surah An-Nur, chapter 24, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ, they must lower their gazes and they must guard their private parts. See the connection. When you control your gaze, then your private parts will be controlled too. But when you then flaunt this gaze and you're looking at every female, every billboard, whether it's on your phone or wherever you are seeing that female, then it will be difficult to protect your private parts. Of course, then when your wife is there, you won't find beauty in her anymore. Why won't you find beauty? Because the images, your brain is like, it stores what you see. And those images remain in your brain. And then when you're engaging with your spouse, she will not be attractive for you. But rather you will want what's in those, what you've seen previously. And now you'll want your imagination. You'll want your imagination to take over. Because why? You haven't been controlling your gaze. So those images remain. And your wife is no more. She is no more attractive for you. You want what you saw. See? See? This opens up such a sin. Because you're engaging with your spouse, but you're thinking of someone else. So the relation is halal, but your imagination is haram. So when you protect your gaze, what does Allah Azza wa Jalla say? ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ, there is more pure for them. There is more decent for them. And your gaze is something. When you abuse this vision which Allah Azza wa Jalla has given to you, yes, perhaps you will be given some respite, some time, But Allah Azza wa Jalla reminds you, إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ. Surely Allah Azza wa Jalla is all aware of what they do. This is all in one verse. Verse 31. So we spoke of the males, they must control their gaze. You'll see in various verses in the Quran Sharif, Allah Azza wa Jalla addresses, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O people of Iman. Amanu. Allah Azza wa Jalla doesn't first instruct males, but when something of this nature that is important, and there should be importance on this, Allah Azza wa Jalla addresses separately, male separately, female separately. Verse 31, the very next verse. وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and say to the believing woman that they must lower their gazes and guard their private parts. And here, وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ. And they must not expose their adornment. إِلَّا مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا, except that which appears thereof. وَلْيَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمُرِهِنْ. Allah Azza wa Jal gives this instruction. And they must wrap their bosoms. With what? With their shawls. And in the same verse twice, this instruction, وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنْ, comes again. And then all those which whom you are allowed to show your beauty to, that is mentioned. Husbands, their fathers, your father-in-law. So your husbands, your father as a female, your father, your father-in-law. And the list goes on. You can see it in verse 31. But the point of the matter here is, this gaze must be protected. And this is what Allama Busayri Rahimullah is stressing. Turn it away from all the sin and dedicate these tears to Allah Azza wa Jal. وَاسْتَفْرِغِ الدَّمْعَ مِنْ عَيْنٍ قَدِمْ تَلَأَتْ, and shed tears from those eyes which have become full. Those eyes which have become full. مِنْ عَيْنٍ قَدِمْ تَلَأَتْ. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Al-Balad, verse number 8, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ, have we not created for him two eyes, these eyes. If you want to find this word of ad-dam'u, what is ad-dam'u? Dal, mim, ayn. Dam'a, yadma'u, for those who know Arabic, ulama. So dam'a, yadma'u, this is on fataha, yaftahu. And it's mastar, Dam'an. So if you see in verse number 5, Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions under this particular verse of verse number 83, when you look at their eyes, you'll see their eyes are shedding tears. Verse number 83. So if you look in the kitab which I'm looking at currently, and there is Ad-Durratul Farda, the first volume, volume 1, page 316. Just a slight mistake. In the reference there, Suratul Ma'idah, it should be Suratul Ma'idah is correct, but it's got your verse number 92. So that should be changed. In fact, it's got, verse 92. It should be changed to verse number 83. The verse is here. What is the verse? It's telling us about the believers. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ, And when they hear what has been sent down to the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tara a'yunahum tafidu min ad-dam', you will see their eyes overflowing with tears on what they have recognized. Mimma arafu min al-haq, from what they have recognized from the truth. And what do they then say? We can all say together, and we can have this interactive relationship where we are becoming closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. What do they say? Verse 83, Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5. يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا. O our sustainer, we bring iman. We have come to believe. We bring iman. فَاكْتُبْنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. So write us down along with those who bear witness. The tears flow min ad-dam'i. That word ad-dam', this means tears. So they hear what has been revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They listening to the Quran Sharif. They can't contain themselves. The tears flow because of the truth that they have recognized. And then they say, Rabbana amanna faktubna ma'ash-shahideen. So write us down along with those who bear witness. This is a divine dua, a divine supplication. So make a note, verse 83, chapter 5, you go open the Quran Sharif, read it yourself from Rabbana amanna faktubna ma'ash-shahideen, and include it in your masnoon du'as. Include it in your du'as which you're going to recite on a daily basis. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam had a son. The son's name was Ibrahim. Ibrahim. He passed away at a very young age. The narration is in Bukhari. You can have a look at it when you have time. I'll give you the reference as well. Hadith 1303. Hadith 1303. Anas radiallahu anhu, Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu is the narrator. And he says, دخلنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على أبي سيف القين على أبي سيف القين وكان ذئرا لإبراهيم. He says, Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu says, we went to the blacksmith Abu Sayf. Abu Sayf. Abu Sayf with a sin. And he was the husband. وَكَانَ ذِئْرًا لِإِبْرَاهِيمِ. He was the husband of the wet nurse of Ibrahim, the son of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَأَخَذَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِبْرَاهِيمًا فَقَبَّلَهُ وَشَمَّهُ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he took Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ibrahim, this is radiallahu anhu, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's son, and he embraced him. How you take a baby and you hold the baby and you embrace that baby. ثُمَّ دَخَلْنَا عَلَيْهِ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ. And later, Anas radiallahu anhu is saying, we entered Abu Sayf's house. وَإِبْرَاهِيمُ يَجُودُ بِنَفْسِهِ. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ibrahim radiallahu anhu, just to make that so we understand, Ibrahim radiallahu anhu, this is the son of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was taking his last breaths. فَجَعَلَتْ عَيْنَا رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ تَذْرِفَانِ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started shedding tears. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started shedding tears. فَقَالَ لَهُ عَبْدُ الرَّحْمَنِ بْنِ عَوْفٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ وَأَنْتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu, he says, Wa anta ya Rasulullah, you are shedding tears, even you are weeping. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya ibn Aufin, يا ابن عوف إنها رحمة إنها رحمة. This is a mercy. This is mercy from Allah. ثم أتبعها بأخرى فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم then wept even more. And the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم said these beautiful words. إن العين تدمع والقلب يحزن ولا نقول إلا ما يرضى ربنا وإنا بفراقك يا إبراهيم لمحزونون. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إن العين تدمع, the eyes are weeping, shedding tears, والقلب يحزن, and the heart is grieved. وَلَا نَقُولُ إِلَّا مَا يَرْضَى رَبُّنَا, and we will not say except what pleases our sustainer. وَإِنَّا بِفِرَاقِكَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ لَمَحْزُونُونَ, and we will not say except what pleases our sustainer in this portion here. See, one is controlling yourself. But that doesn't mean that emotionally you cannot, you are prohibited from emotionally engaging in that particular situation. You can emotionally express yourself, but to that extent where you do not lose your total reality, your total surroundings, you remain firm. At the same time, you are asking Allah Azza wa Jal, you are turning your attention to Allah. You will not say anything that displeases Allah. And there also you can express to this extent how Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَإِنَّا بِفِرَاقِكَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ لَمَحْزُونُونَ, indeed, we are grieved by your separation. You can't hide from this. This is something that is a reality. To control your emotions, this is important. So this is the hadith which we've mentioned to you. In this hadith, it has got this word as well. And Allama Busayri Rahimullah is teaching you that turn your attention, free yourself from all of this, the chains that are involving you in all this dunyawi aspects. And shift it and focus on Allah Azza wa Jal. These limbs, what does it have to become? It has to become that which is obedient to Allah. Because on the day of Qiyamah, Surah Yasin, اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون. Your mouth will be sealed and your limbs will speak. Your hands will speak. And your feet, your legs will testify upon what you used to do. So stay away from haram. And turn to tawbah and ask Allah Azza wa Jal to grant you that ability to practice upon the Sharia, to become pious. The dua we share with you. Allahumma anta aslahta as-salihin fa aslihna hatta nakuna salihin. O Allah, you are the one who has rectified the pious, rectify us so that we may also become pious.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.